תודה לך בורא עולם על נאמנותך לנו.
Thank you, Creator, for your faithfulness towards us, for keeping us by your grace to this day, for allowing us to be in front of you this moment with a desire to unite as one. Increase the connection between all of us so we may reach being one man and one heart directed towards you.
אנחנו רוצים להיות משפיעים כמוך.
We want to be givers like you.
לכן אנו מבקשים ממך.
Therefore, we ask you to give us the vessel of bestowal.
ואת הכוח הדרוש להתקדם.
And the necessary power to be corrected and be able to receive your light.
כדי להגשים.
In order to fulfill the purpose of our creation. By revealing you between us.
His greatness. Rav, here Balasulam explains to us, well, Rabash writes it, but in the words of Balasulam, this is why this notebook is called Shamati, I heard. So, he's telling us how we can use correctly the fact that we elevate ourselves and lower ourselves, we're being elevated or being lowered. So how can we use these two opposite states? Usually we make a mistake in them, in the states of ascents and descents, both in terms of what is the reason for the ascent or descent, what precisely is the definition of an ascent or descent, and how can we use them in order to advance both by this and by that in a way that it remains constant, our advancement towards the goal. And so, in the place where you find the greatness of the Creator, there you also need to get to know His humbleness, meaning how humble He is. Not great, but the opposite. And according to that, you can invert your state from a descent to an ascent. And this is how you will constantly be in a state where you actually determine that your ascent will be constant. That each and every time you will advance and grow with discernments and also with greater steps, so that you will not err in a state where you are in despair, in lacking any strength, that this is a state where you have nothing to do, and also in a state where you are in an ascent. In that too, you will actually know how to use the ascent correctly. And it's not that this ascent will throw you away. And you will feel yourself following some time that indeed you're not in an ascent but in a descent. Meaning, let's see how do we extract all of these things from this little article. So, article 47 in Shamati, in the place where you find His greatness.
He does not have a lack, is due to the diminution of awareness. Hence, in every mitzvah, one must pray. Why does he not have awareness? For he is not keeping the mitzvah in wholeness. In other words, the will to receive covers, so he will not see the truth. If he would see that he is in such a lowly state, he would certainly not want to be in that state. Instead, one should exert in one's work every time until he comes to repentance. As it is written, he brings down to the netherworld and raises up. This means that when the Creator wants the wicked one to repent, he makes the netherworld so low for him that the wicked one himself does not want to be so. Hence, one needs to pray pleadingly that the Creator will show him the truth by adding to him the light of the Torah.
Then he sees how much he is truly in lowliness, and he will ask for correction. It is written. This is what is written in the sources. In the place where you find his greatness, the greatness of the Creator, there you also find his humbleness, meaning his smallness, katnut. It's as if you're searching for gadlut, greatness, and there you can actually find the katnut, the smallness. This is how the Creator appears to you. It means that one who is always in true dvekut, adhesion, meaning that he's yearning to adhere to the Creator according to the forces of bestowal that he develops, he sees that the Creator lowers himself specifically, meaning that the Creator is present in the low places. And the person does not know what to do. This is why it is written, who sits on high, who looks down on heaven and on earth. This means that a person sees the greatness of the Creator and then the lowliness of the Creator, who looks down. And he doesn't know how to arrange these things. And the advice is to think that if this desire comes from the Creator, because all of the desires in a person and the thoughts, it all comes from above, then we have nothing greater than that, as it is written here, that the Creator shows the person that he, seemingly the Creator, is in lowliness. By this, he gives the person an opportunity to start appreciating this state of lowliness until it will be the highest state. And then the person has to work on himself in order to develop vessels of bestowal such that what was great in his eyes previously will be small, and what was small in his eyes will be great. I'm continuing to read. So this is called, he raises the poor out of the litter. First, one must see that he has a lack. If he does not have a lack for spirituality, for bestowal, for adhesion with the Creator, coming close to the Creator, he should pray for it. That's the most important, to put in a prayer as much as possible, in every possible state. One should pray, why does one not have a deficiency? The reason one does not have a lack is due to the diminution of awareness. So he's asking to have a greater awareness, to have a greater lack, so that he will be able to pray. Hence, in every mitzvah commandment, one must pray. Why does he not have awareness? And that he is not keeping the mitzvah in wholeness. In other words, the will to receive covers it, covers the greatness of the Creator, so that he will not see the truth. If he would see that he is in such a lowly state, that he cannot raise himself, but rather he agrees to just sit like this, the way he is now, in this lowly state, with a lack of knowledge, lack of feeling, just so the time will pass. Maybe time will make some change in him. Then he would certainly not want to be in that state, if he's thinking about the truth, where he is. Instead, one should exert in one's work every time until he comes to repentance. What does it mean, repentance? As it is written, he brings down to the netherworld and raises up, which means that he starts to demand an ascent. This means that when the Creator wants the wicked one to repent, if the Creator thinks about the person this way and he wants to elevate him, to arrange him, correct him, then he makes the netherworld so low for him, he gives him such a great descent, a descent that is... It's not darkness, because the person cannot agree with darkness, so he wants to rise. But rather, there is no strength, no desire, such apathy that one cannot imagine to himself that you can be in any other state besides this, until the wicked one himself does not want to be so. Hence, one needs to pray pleadingly that the Creator will show him the truth. By what? By adding to him the light of the Torah. And from the light of the Torah, a person can feel himself as worse, because this is truly his situation. But out of seeing himself as worse, he will want to rise and he will ask the Creator to elevate him. Go ahead.
В состояниях, вот действительно, когда затуманен разум, и ты не чувствуешь ничего, то чего надо...
So in such states where your brain is fogged and foggy and you don't understand anything, it says here to ask, what do you ask? That the mitzvot will be in wholeness. Then he talks about asking for the light of Torah. What exactly?
Ask. Go ahead and ask. So there's no problem. You have to constantly be in a state where you are asking non-stop, like a baby, like a little child. You see, all the time nagging and nagging, all the time demanding, all the time not giving you any rest. Like this is how we need to be towards the Creator. By this you're giving him contentment. And this is the only action on your side that can change your situation. So go ahead.
Так я прошу его, чтобы он что мне величие показал свое, дал хисарон.
So I'm asking what? That he'll show his greatness, that he'll give a lack. What to ask for?
You want to see him as great, because in the state that you're in lowliness, you see that the Creator is lowly. You see that you're not being drawn to it. You can remain like this, in such slumber, all the time, your whole life, until life will end. Maybe next time life will be better. This is what you think. So, in that state, you nevertheless must awaken yourself and demand and ask. And here, the most important is the society. Certainly, if a person is in such a state, he cannot come out of it. He cannot. But in the society, you nevertheless have all kinds of organizations, schedules. You have the Yeshivot Chavirim. We study together in the morning lesson. We do other things. And so by these things, you begin to change.
Moscow 1.
Moscow 1.
Дара, спасибо. А вот рано или поздно же все равно человек обратит внимание, что существует такая вилка, да?
Thank you, Rav. Sooner or later, person will notice that there is such a fork in the road that he was in a lowly state, then he comes back to a good state, and vice versa, or that each time he falls and lies to himself that he feels it as a new state.
So if the person doesn't do anything, who knows when he will awaken? Because nevertheless, he exists inside of the system of Adam Rishon, inside of his ten, inside of his life, his corporeal life, which also changes, and they don't give him rest. And so bit by bit, he awakens. But this awakening is an awakening which is not according to the method of Kabbalah. It is according to the corporeal world. And if we want to awaken faster and in a more practical, spiritual manner, then we have to do what Bala Sulam writes, that all the time we have to organize ourselves in a prayer in the ten, where we turn to the Creator and we ask and demand of Him.
No.
That's it. In each and every state, pray. Turn to the Creator. Turn either with a request or with gratitude.
Back.
Well, he raises the poor out of the litter. Means that the person, yes, he feels himself that he is in lowliness, in poverty, he has no powers, and then he cries out, yes. We need to constantly adhere to the ten, and all of the time we need to ask from the Creator that He will take care of us, that we want to be together as one man, and all of the time this one man that we build between us will advance more and more towards the Creator. That's it. This is the necessary and important action and the constant action.
PT 17. Rav, you said to pray like a child who is nagging, that keeps nagging until he receives. Until when do we continue? Because we don't get a response.
All the time.
But how to know that I got what I wanted? Because usually the Creator doesn't give you what you want.
Ask.
To do the commandment in wholeness.
To do the commandment in wholeness, in full. To do the mitzvah in wholeness is that you ask with all your heart of the Creator that He will correct you so that you could give Him content. So, please.
Clarification of the excerpt from the Mishnah. Everything is in deposit and a net is spread over all of life. Now that we have learned all the above, we can understand an unclear excerpt in Masechet Avot. It reads as follows. He, Rabbi Akiva, would say, all is in deposit and a net is spread over all of life. The store is open and the shopkeeper sells by deferred payment. The book is open and the hand writes. And anyone who wishes to borrow may come and borrow. And the collectors return regularly, day by day, and collect from a person knowingly and unknowingly. And they have what to rely on. And the judgment is true, and all is ready for the feast.
Yes, we see here that seemingly with one sentence, the sages concentrated all of the influences over us from nature, everything that is happening with us in order to bring us to the final complete state. Yes.
That excerpt did not remain an abstruse allegory without reason, without even a hint as to its meaning. It tells us that there is great depth to delve into. Indeed, the knowledge we have thus far acquired clarifies it very well indeed.
So let's see whether we can understand what it says in this Mishnah, this excerpt. And let's understand the essence of life, the essence of nature. Let's go.
Headline, the wheel of transformation of the form. First, let me present the view of our sages concerning the unfolding of the generations of the world. Although we see the bodies changing from generation to generation, this is only the case with the bodies. But the souls, which are the essence of the body's self, do not vanish to be replaced, but move from body to body, from generation to generation. The same souls that were at the time of the flood came also during the time of Babylon, and in the exile in Egypt, and in the exodus from Egypt, etc., until this generation and until the end of correction. Thus, in our world, there are no new souls the way bodies are renewed, but only a certain amount of souls that incarnate on the wheel of transformation of the form. For each time they clothe a new body and the new generation. Therefore, with regard to the souls, all generations since the beginning of creation to the end of correction are as one generation that has extended its life over several thousand years until it developed and became corrected as it should be. And the fact that in the meantime, each has changed his body several thousand times is completely irrelevant, because the essence of the body's self, called the soul, did not suffer at all by these changes. And there is much evidence pointing to that, and a great wisdom called the secret of the incarnation of the souls. And while this is not the place to explain it, because of the great importance of the matter, it is worthwhile to point out to the uneducated that reincarnation occurs in all the objects of the tangible reality. And in each object, in its own way, lives an eternal life. Although our senses tell us that everything is transient, it is only how we see it. In fact, there are only incarnations here, and each item is not still and does not rest for a moment, but incarnates on the wheel of transformation of the form, losing nothing of its essence along the way, as physicists have shown.
Relative thing, however, as we had the soul of Adam HaRishon, a single one, which was full of the light of Ein Sof, And later on, it shattered and was split into many particular souls. So all of these many particular souls, the pieces of this one soul, we have to gather them together, even though we cannot gather them back the way it was, but rather, even though there is already between them the ego that is separating between us, this is why we're all broken. However, above the ego, we need to create such a connection among all of the souls as if they are all the way that the soul of Adam HaRishon was. It is called as one man in one heart. And when we try to do that, and of course the Creator on His side, He does the work, we only want to obligate Him, to ask of Him, to demand of Him, to pray to Him that He will do it. The work is His. This is why it is called the work of the Lord. But the request, the deficiency must be on our side. Then it will happen.
Thank you, Rav. It says here in the beginning of the excerpt that everything is given in deposit. He says it's like a shop, like a store where you come and you can take a loan and you can borrow things. Well, what does it mean?
So you can come and demand correction. That you want it because you discovered a deficiency, a lack for correction, a lack for connection. This is the only correction. There is no more, but only connection among all the desires or all the souls of people. This is what we need, all in all. Our own lack. This is what we need to have, what has to be revealed. And then according to this lack, the Creator will carry out the action. This is called, the Creator will finish it for me.
Changing our desires or what?
When we raise man, we ask that the Creator will give us correct desires, good desires towards connection between us, then we will discover the true reality instead of our imaginary reality, because it appears to us in the broken that remains. That same state as the Creator created, it exists, and it exists in an eternal and complete form. However, with respect to us, it is revealed according to how much we need to see it in order to advance and grow in it. But certainly, nothing disappears from creation. Okay?
То есть сам человек всегда ему дается нужно.
Meaning, a person himself is always receiving the required memory for himself.
Each one receives what he needs to work with. No one will later have any complaints when everything will be revealed, when all the truth will be revealed, then no one will have any complaints that he wasn't given what he needed, but rather to the opposite. Each and every moment, each and every one would be receiving exactly what he needed for the correction of his soul.
So there's a kind of there's a collection of souls and that's it.
What are you missing? I don't understand. So you're told that yes, you know, calm down. I mean, there's a certain number of souls that exist in all the created beings, and these created beings reincarnate And this is how these souls become corrected. And there are no new souls, because there was Adam Arishon, he was shattered, and now its pieces are being revealed so that we can correct them. From in order to receive, following the shattering, to in order to bestow at the end of their correction.
Thank you. Rav, can I also ask?
Yes.
What should a person do to not reincarnate to this world?
In order to not reincarnate, he has to correct his soul.
But he writes they're always coming back. So, but no one corrected himself since then?
No, they don't. Return seemingly anew. They return in order to keep being corrected until...
To understand what for, what are we trying to do now?
We are learning how this vessel called the general soul or Adam, how it reaches from the broken state to the state where it resembles the Creator so that it can be called Adam. Similar. This is what we're studying.
Yes, we are
Shomer
continuing to read. And now we will clarify that everything is in deposit. In order for
it has been compared to someone who lends money to his friend for a business in order to make him a partner in the profit. To make sure that he does not lose his money, he gives it to him as collateral. And to eventually attain it by the exhausted goal of Dvekut with him, as is explained in Matan Torah. Thus, one must wonder, who would compel humanity to engage in his work until they finally come to this exalted end? Rabbi Akiva tells us about this. Everything is in collateral. This means that everything that the Creator had placed in creation and given to people, He did not give to them recklessly, but rather He secured Himself with a collateral.
And should you wonder what collateral He was given?
Seemingly, the Creator Himself, He gives Himself as collateral. Then I am giving you myself so that you will be certain that you will reach the end of correction and you will receive everything. What does that mean?
And should you wonder what collateral He was given, He responds to this by saying, and a net is spread over all of life. This means that the Creator has cleverly devised a wonderful net and spread it over all of humanity so that no one will escape. All the living beings must be caught there in that net and necessarily accept His work until they attain their sublime goal. This is the collateral by which the Creator secured Himself that no harm would come to the work of creation. Afterward, He interprets it in detail and says, the store is open. This means that this world seems to us like an open shop without an owner, and anyone who passes through may receive abundantly, as much as one wishes, free of any charge. However, Rabbi Akiva warns us that the shopkeeper is selling by deferred payment. In other words, although you cannot see any shopkeeper here, know that there is a shopkeeper, and the reason that he's not demanding payment is because he sells it to you by deferred payment. And should you say, how does he know my debt? To this he replies, the book is open and the hand writes. Meaning, there is a general book in which each act is written without losing even one. And the aim surrounds the law of development that the Creator has imprinted in humanity, which prompts us ever forward. This means that the corrupt conducts in the states of humanity are the very ones that generate the good states.
Again, this sentence.
This means that the corrupt conducts in the states of humanity are the very ones that generate the good states.
Yes.
And each good state is nothing but the fruit of the work in the bad state that preceded it. Indeed, these values of good and bad do not refer to the value of the state itself, but to the general purpose. Each state that brings humanity closer to the goal is considered good, and one that deflects them from the goal is considered bad. Thank you, Rav. Good morning. The Creator did something kind of weird.
Only a little bit weird. It's all weird. Odd.
Yeah, he both created the human and brings him to, surrounds him by bringing him to correction.
Yes.
And he also seemingly makes a store for him and then takes the payment for this correction. So it's like the...
Yeah. So where is the free choice, the free action, the free desire? Where does the person... So in that he is now standing opposite the seller, the shopkeeper, now he needs to check from where will he have the money to pay. What exactly does he want to buy? How does he obtain all of these things? How does he discover that he is in a shop? What do you pay with? All of these things, everything that is in this, we have to discover it. Then we will be able to pay for our soul. And to when we acquire a soul, it means that we become like the Creator.
And there is also the hand keeps the account, even if I don't know there is a store and that there is an account.
Well, what's in it for me if I don't know that it exists? Seemingly, it does not exist. Meaning, well, it's in the air, let's say. That if I will reach this degree where the store is open and the hand writes and so on, and I'm in the store opposite the seller, then it exists. But if I do not attain it, then it does not exist. So for me, everything is wide open and I can do whatever I want.
But still, he writes afterwards that there's payment, there's the collectors. So it's not just that the store is open and everyone can.
That is true. It's true, but that's not what the person knows. Even now, certainly, I'm under providence. and I'm tied with a thousand different threads to the upper force, but it's not according to my view, it's not according to my awareness. And so it does not appear to me that I'm paying and I'm receiving and I'm giving. I have no connection to the seller. To bring us to a clear connection with the store owner so that we can receive from him and we can receive what is truly good for us to receive, otherwise he does not sell it. If we would know now what is good for us and what is bad for us, then we would discover him and we would demand of him, I want this and that and that. Please weigh 100 grams of this and a liter of that and so on. But no, I don't know. For this, I have to be connected with the system that I want to bestow to. Then I will discover what I lack in order to bestow. Then I will demand from the seller, give me this and that in order to bestow. And then he will give it to me. And then by this, I become connected with the system and I bring them what I bought in the store. And everyone enjoys my work. The creator, the seller, is happy because I let him earn that I bought from him, and the whole of humanity, they're happy because I brought them the means by which to revive themselves and to advance and also enter that same store and start receiving from the seller.
So last question, let's say a person who doesn't know he's in the store, he doesn't know there is a store, how does he begin to...
This is why you have the society, the ten, the teacher, and from this one starts, and before that he doesn't need the society or the ten or anything. He grows like a little animal until he discovers his willingness to start to enter such engagements of buying and selling. When he already starts asking, what do I need life for? What do I get out of life? What's worthwhile for me to buy, to acquire in this world? Whom do I reach? Etc. Bit by bit, he then advances to the 10. He reaches the system that teaches us how we should have the right kind of connection between us. And later on, we already reach a state where we have to reach the store. Why is that? Because we are lacking forces of bestowal, means for bestowal. This is what we want to buy in the store. Then we come and turn to the seller, and we tell him, give me this and that, because by these things that I will buy, I will connect with the others. By that that I'm now buying, I can bestow to others. By that, I will be able to understand better and to feel better in order to help the others organize also, and so on. All the means for the connection of the souls into one soul. This is how we will feel that we need it. And we have nowhere to run to. The general plan of creation will bring us to the right functioning.
How we take it. The Creator, as if gives us the general soul, gives that to us as a gift, but each time we receive strength from Him, we have to pay for it with labor.
What does it mean that we get everything, and then we have to pay for everything.
You have to reach the Creator with a clear form of why do you need strength for? Otherwise, why did you come to me? What do you want to receive? What for? Where do you have a lack to give that you can't fulfill? We come to the store to buy, say, groceries. The spiritual store, we come to the Creator to receive the power to bestow to everyone, to bestow. So I come to Him, and with what do I buy what I'm lacking? With my effort that I want to connect with the others, bestow to the others, but I just can't. And then I get strength from the store to realize it. But the deficiencies, the desires, I have to bring that. That's basically... That's the state in which I come to the store, that I can't realize what I'm lacking, and what I'm lacking is connecting with others, helping them.
Так получается, что в этой ситуации, чтобы получить силу, я должен провести работу.
So in this situation, in order to receive forces, I need to do work. When gathering the desires of the friends.
Yes, of course, we learn it from the articles.
And those forces, to whom do I pass it on? Back to them?
You collect them within. You collect it within. And these forces are just like they're like your hunger. You need that. You lack the strength to give to others, to connect to others, to raise them all the way to the Creator.
Thank you, Rav. Can I pay the Creator back for my friend? And how can I help my friend harvest the fruit from the bad states?
Yes. That you take the friend together with you, you're all connected as one man with one heart, in mutual guarantee between you in a single group, and together you all turn to the Creator. This is called the prayer of the public, the many. And then the Creator also gives you collectively. In general, He doesn't give to a single individual. The minimum of the many is two. Can't be less than two. Let's say you don't have 10, but you have at least two. So if the two can be as one, then they can turn to the Creator. The strongest plea to the Creator is if the 10 become as one. That is something the Creator certainly answers, for sure. They obligate Him.
Вы сейчас сказали брать товарища с собой.
You just said that you should take the friend together with you. What does it mean to take the friend together with you?
It means taking the deficiency of the friend and praying for the deficiency of the friend. I'm not taking my own deficiency. The correct deficiency is that I pray and ask for the others. This is then called that my deficiency is a deficiency to bestow.
Latin 4. Hola, buenos días, querido Rav. Nuestros esfuerzos por alcanzar...
Hello, dear Rav. Our effort to achieve the right efficiency, this is the payment that we give to the Creator?
Yes.
Hello, Rav. When you reach the shopkeeper and you try to choose from all the merchandise that he has, we end up suffering. So what good comes out of this suffering?
We want to acquire forces of bestowal. We lack nothing else. So if we can't yet buy these forces of bestowal, then we need to understand we lack that. This is called a lack for a lack, that we don't have a lack to bestow. So that's what we want to have. We want to have a deficiency, a lack of bestowing to the others. That lack, too, I want to buy from the shopkeeper, from the store. All right? PT 31.
When we take from the store without any calculation, everything is written, and the debt grows. I have a feeling that the debt grows. Is that a good feeling, that you feel that the debt is growing?
Everything is good. Just keep going and don't stop.
No, Zvika.
All right. Zvika, I guess.
What surprises me in this whole story, it's a paradox. On one hand, he says that you can buy from the store as a loan. On the other hand, he knows that I cannot pay back without asking of him that he will pay it back. So what's going on here?
My request to buy, if it's correct, it's already the payment. Because what am I asking for? I'm asking to have a deficiency, a force of bestowal, of connection. That's already the payment.
How do I pay back if I cannot pay it back?
By receiving the force of bestowing and connecting by...
Good morning, Rav and World Kli. I heard you say that to buy a deficiency so that there will be no lack. So I won't have a lack to bestow. It sounds like a request for myself.
No, it's not that I ask it for myself, because I want to have a deficiency to bestow to everyone, to help and raise upwards all people of the world. So I'm asking to have a force of bestowal, but that force of bestowing is not for my ego.
Act 26. Should we understand? Is it correct to understand that payment is the way we pay back to the maker, the creator?
Yes.
Knia.
Next.
Buying. What is buying?
Buying means that I receive for something that I pay. I commit to use what I'm now receiving from the shopkeeper only for the sake of bestowing.
Thanks. Last question, Latin 7. Paying for my friends, does this mean to always justify them?
That we will find out later, to justify or not, but to pay for the friend is what we need. No one can pay for himself. Ultimately, we are in mutual guarantee.
Phase of coarseness comes the light of Yechida. Now all these lights descend from the Rosh to the Guf according to the coupling that takes place in the Rosh. What are you asking about that?
What, предположим, творение делает вот первый звук на пхину шореш и получает там цвет нефиш, да?
Let's say that the creation does the first coupling on the root and receives the light of nefesh and chokhmah, and the ovut is growing, the light is pressing. How does this mechanism work?
Alvinat lashpia
After he received, in order to bestow the decision, the light of Nefesh, then in the Zivug of Hakaah that takes place in the Rosh, it descends from the Rosh to the Guf, and the Guf, the body, receives this light of Nefesh within it. And that's where this ends. Now, does it have additional desire with the screen that it can do a zigzag of Hakaah upon the light of Ruach and the Rosh? If he does that, then the light of Ruach from the Rosh will also come down to the Guf. And by that, it pushes the light of Nefesh that was in the Guf in the its degree, it pushes it to a lower degree and arrives in its place. Meaning every light that comes to the Guf comes from the Keter, and the light that was in the Keter goes down to the next level down.
Yeah. Такими порциями это отмеряю, отрезаю как бы от общего света.
And so in each time, in such, it's like this in portion.
Each time there is a desire in the vessel to receive in order to bestow, it enters with the light, with its desire in the Zivug of Hakaah, and receives the light in order to bestow that way.
Так, а мы говорим же, что всегда это 10 сферот полное.
But we're learning that it's always 10 whole sefirot.
That's not a problem. Of course it fills 10 sefirot, but 10 sefirot on the level of nefesh, 10 sefirot on the light of ruach. Each time it's something on its own. It's cut off. Even the smallest light cannot appear if it won't carry within it all the lights. But we're not talking in such a way. But rather, we're talking about the light of Nefesh, the light of Ruach, the light of Neshama. Yes.
What you said, that the created being receives in the Guf, in the body. What is it?
Guf, body, is the desire, and Rosh is the thought. So first we operate in thought, how I will receive, what I will receive, and then by me creating a connection in that thought, I operate with the desire itself. We have here several rules. One rule, which is that in order to receive a greater light, there needs to be a greater kli. What does it mean, a greater kli? That it has greater coarseness and screen and reflected light. Therefore, the entrance of lights into the body, into the vessels, are from above down. And always, the new light, which is greater, enters into the Keter of the Guf. And that's how it cascades from the Keter to Malchut in the Guf.
Title, when it obtains the light of Chaya, she dresses in Keter. Neshama descends to Chochmah, and Ruach to Bina, and Nefesh to Zeir and Bin. 90. When its screen acquires the coarseness of phase 3, it is regarded that the screen is now in the vessel of Zeir and Bin, being phase 3. Then, by the encounter of the upper light with the screen of phase 3, the light of Chaya is imparted to it, which is more important than the light of Neshama. For this reason, it must be received in the more refined vessel. Consequently, the light of Nefesh, the lowest of all, descends from the vessel of Bina to the vessel that is now the coarsest, being the vessel of Zeir and Bin, where there is the screen of phase 3. And now the light of Ruach, which is in Chochmah, descends to Bina, and the light of Neshama that is in Keter descends to Chochmah. And the light of Chaya, the most important one, dresses in the vessel of Keter.
So we can depict these things as coming down according to the levels. If we were to draw it before us, Keter, Chokhmah, Bina, Zeranpin, Malchut, inside the Parzuf, and then the light descends. It's more correct for us to depict it inside us, inside our desires, how we can overcome each and every desire that's in the Partsuf to bestow to others and then free itself for the upper light, and an even lower desire will bestow to the others and make room for a higher up light, and so on and so forth. We need to depict this in an emotional way and not in the form of a diagram. Try to think in such a way, and by that we... Yes, PT6.
Rav, you asked us to describe it internally. Can we say that the coarseness of the screen, the more it ascends, then the importance of the Creator rises?
Yes, yes. Kiev.
От ви сказали сейчас, что я должен представить это себе, как я в общем желание,
чтобы... You said now that I need to describe myself, how I, in the general desire, make room to bestow to the friend and then overcome the desire. Can you detail this?
No, you started right and correct, and that's how we have to think. How in our desire we make room to think of others, and in that place that we made room from self-love for love of others, we later discover the Creator. Nice. That's how we need to think. If we think in such a way, it's very short. We will very quickly come to not just learning what's written in the book, but what's happening in us. Thank you. What's the matter of the division between the vessels that draw the light and the vessels that receive the light? How is that felt? Is it felt, that split?
Yes, that's a very big difference. Because vessels that draw the lights are coarse vessels with great coarseness and with a big screen. And vessels that receive the light are refined vessels, pure vessels, that in which the light can clothe, like clothes. It is closer to them. That's how it is. It's the order, the opposite order of vessels and lights, it's called.
And the partsuf that draws the light and receives it now differentiates between this is what I receive it and this is how I draw it? Is that kind of a split?
Yes, of course there are different vessels in this, yes.
Let's say we feel there's a desire, and we're working with one specific desire, one feeling. Here he's like describing a certain split in which there's two different feelings simultaneously. Is it like that?
There are vessels that are as vessels of drawing, as reception and bestowal, and they're differences. Yes.
And a person is aware of both simultaneously?
In our life also you do the same. When I, let's say, give you something tasty, and you receive it and enjoy, and I enjoy, then what I gave you, there is a connection with what I enjoy? No. There are such vessels and vessels like that.
Thank you, Rav. How to be more aimed during the study of tests? What are we asking during the study?
During the study of tests, we want to measure on ourselves each time as much as we can realize what's written in tests Where are my desires? Where is my connection with the friends? How much I can bestow to them and through them to the Creator? That's what's important to me. And then I see if I was bestowing to them like this and that, I would receive such and such upper light. You need to make the effort to describe these things this way. Even that it may be incorrect, but it's like a little kid. He doesn't know how to do anything correctly, but in this that he performs such actions, something silly, that he acquires gradually mind and his vessels develop. And this is what we need to do to cause the development of our vessels. And it's only in the manner that what we're learning to make the effort to describe it between us. You understand what's happening here. As much as we can describe these things between us. And in such, I will want it to happen. And to search, where is the coarseness, where is the refinement, where is the light that needs to clothe, how much I'm giving, less, more, on the intention to receive, intention to bestow, all these things. Let's realize them between us. As much as we'll be able to do, it doesn't matter that we may do things incorrectly. It's impossible without mistakes. That's how all of reality is built. Only through